Welcome, everyone. Baruch Hashem, we're learning Maral in Shir number 27, Perek Tes of Tiferes Yisrael. Ve'eich lo yikne madrega l'kiyas salidei ha-mitzvahs. We're discussing how, once again, the mitzvahs are our chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection, our way to elevate ourselves, go up the elevator to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here in this world. Ve'eich lo yikne madrega l'kiyas salidei ha-mitzvahs. Ki a mitzvah skulum, mashahe mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach al Adam, ein safek shezeh is yachsus v'chibur bein Hashem Yisbarach v'bein Adam. K'may melech ha-goyze gzeira al amoy. Says the Maral, that when a person fulfills the decree of the king, and the mitzvahs are the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we have learned earlier, there is no doubt that a person creates, is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this chibur. Ve'ein safek, there's no doubt, ki yesh yachas v'chibur bein ha-melech v'avadov. There is a connection, not just to us and Hashem, but it's a two-way street. Ve'ein safek, ki yesh yachas v'chibur bein ha-melech v'avadov ha-mekavlim es ha-gzira, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. That is so important to be aware of, to emphasize. It's not just that when we do a mitzvah, we now connect to Hashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting to us. When you give someone matana, you simply give someone a gift. It's not just you, the giver of the gift, are connecting to them, but the receiver of the gift is also connected to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these matanas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs. And that is this connection that's taking place. But what happens if a person is given a gift and he doesn't use it? And then the person comes to your house and sees the box that you opened up to see what the gift was, and it's just they're sitting collecting dust. What happens now? The same possibility of the connection that could have existed between the two of you has now created a disconnect. Because what you, in essence, are telling that person is, I have no interest in connecting to you. And in essence, that's what a gift is about. A gift, especially if you go far away from someone, you're traveling, and you want to leave someone a gift before you leave, that gift is to keep that person in your mind, in the forefront. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there is a physical distance that is created by your human deficiencies. You can't see me. You can't physically hear me. But I'm giving you a way to connect to me 24/7 and throughout the day, 24 hours a day, every single second of the day. Ve'in safek ki yesh yachas v'chibur bein ha-melech v'avodov mekabim zagzera mitzad shehu malkom goyzer aleihem v'heim mekabim. That Hashem is the melech that decreed the mitzvahs, and we are the servants who are proudly accepting the gzeiros ha-melech, the mitzvahs. Umiach shekachu, eich lo inoimar, ma shekavim Yisrael mitzvahs, mitzvah Yisrael gzeiros of aleihem, shuhu yizborach, yesh lo yachas aleihem v'tziruf. And that being the case, that Hashem created this two-way street for us, the mitzvahs are at tziruf, because Hashem says, I'm giving you that which will elevate you. Elevate your neshama to come closer to me. Because we accept Hashem's decrees, after the seichel obligates the person to say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, of course you have to accept it. Which is one of the difficulties which I have with the Medrash, with the Gemara, and understanding the Goyim. Forget about anything else. The mere fact Hashem knocks on your door and says, would you like this? You're going to say, well, what's inside of it? Does that make... Hello? Well, let me see if it fits with my schedule. You know, someone recently asked me something. I said to you, I said, if I would have known beforehand, I might have been able to possibly attend. I have to check my schedule now. This is what the Goyim is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me see. You see, I have to kill for a living. I have to steal for a living. Doesn't really fit with my approach in life. This is the Melech Malchim Lachim. Obviously, that's a simple understanding of the Medrash, but even in a simple understanding of the Medrash, that through the mitzvahs we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separate from everything. And let's understand these words. And now that we fulfill the mitzvahs, we acquire Hatzlacha Elyoina, the ultimate success of the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a connection with Hashem.
We spoke about this a lot.
He ain't safek shezel his davkus bo yizbarach. There's no doubt, and let's appreciate when we hear what a mitzvah. It's not just putting on tefillin. It's not just putting on a talis, taking a lulav, going to buy a lulav. That's not just what it is. Yes, that's what it is, but it's more than that. It's the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's understand that. Let's appreciate that. It's elevating ourselves. When you put on your tefillin in the morning, kiss your tefillin, not because you're told when you put on tefillin in the morning, give it a kiss. Kiss it just like when you see that cute little child, grandchild, nephew. You know, my 3-year-old nephew, he's a little afraid of my, scared of my beard. Someone, I picked him up. As soon as I picked him, he says, no kiss. The first words comes out, no kiss. I said, you want to touch the ceiling? Yes, yes. What? No kiss. He wants to touch the ceiling because he wants to feel good, but no kiss. I just want to eat him up. He's so delicious. But I respect him for that. I had to give him his space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to pick you up. I don't care if you're 5 years old, 55 years old, 85 years old, 105 years old. I want to pick you up. You're my dear child. And I want to hug you. And I want to kiss you. And I want to squeeze you because I love you so much. And Hashem says, when you do the mitzvah, and you do the mitzvah with endearment, with chavivus ha-mitzvah, and you love the mitzvah, Hashem says, I'm kissing you now, just like you're kissing me. That's the connection we have, the chibur, this davkus, by the mitzvah. Ki ein safek shezeu his davkus, boy yisbarach, this is the connection, the strong connection to Hashem, as it says, l'dovka boy, cling to Hashem. Cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher Adam Oiser Itzoyne, when a person does the Ratzon of Hashem. Mekabel Gzeiras HaMelech V'Avdoi, and the person accepts, this is the Gzeiras HaMelech, the Maral keeps on pounding away. It's the Gzeiras HaMelech. Mitzvahs are the Gzeiras HaMelech. You understand it? Irrelevant. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, V'Soyirasoy Emes, and you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. Zehu atzmai hachibar v'adibuk b'yizbarach. This is the chibar, the connection to Hashem. U'maytzi es ha'odim min hachomri v'liyah es davak b'yizbarach. And it removes, it takes the person out of that physical state of the chomer that's camouflaging much greater neshama that's inside of him. That's what the mitzvah is doing. The mitzvah is pulling the neshama here in this world out of the physical being that he's in, and he's elevating himself by connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues on page Kuf Mem Tes. HaTorah Derech L'Dveikus B'Hashem. The Torah is the Derech of Dveikus B'Hashem. V'ata Hovein B'Chochmo. Now understand the wisdom, the chokor bebina, and delve into this bina, davar mitoch davar, ki atoyro maitzia es ha'odem min ha'teva, u'mevi es ha'odem el advegas bo yizbarach. The Torah HaKdoisha is that which takes the person out of this physical world and connects the person to Hashem Yisbarach. Dimyoin ze shnei drachim lifnei ha'odom. V'yoymar teilech b'derech hazeh. Person has this path to choose to go on, to be close to Hashem. V'ein atam shederech hazeh derech yoyse toy v'yoyse roy mitzad atzma. It's not because this path of the Torah is better, is yoyse toyv, v'yoyse roy, more befitting than the other path. Rak b'shvil shezeh derech shebo yegiyo al mechoyz chevtsoy. But this is the path to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to Hashem, to build this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says in the bottom, number 63, Ein Mailas HaDerech Nimdedes Al Pi Atzma. This path of getting close to Hashem is not judged by itself. Ela Pi Soifa V'Yehuda. But according to the end, the destination that a person arrives at. Derech hamalicha es ha'adam l'mchayus chevtzah hi derech toiva. V'ilo derech she'ena malicha es ha'adam l'mchayus chevtzah hi derech loy toiva. He says, if you take a path in life, that the purpose of that road is to get you to your destination, then it's a good path. If you take a path in life that does not get you to your destination, then that's not a good path you took. It's as simple as that. So what is the Maharal telling us? The Maharal is talking to us and says, so sit down and ask yourself the following question. Where do you want to end up? Where do you want to get to? That's the issue over here. And if your goal is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so let yourself know the derech to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Limud HaTorah. And the harder a person works in Limud HaTorah, that's the closer he relates, connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein inin ha-mitzvah. So too by the mitzvah. Rak she-mitzvah hi biru ha-derech ha-nochen v'ha-yosher. The mitzvah is choosing the proper path. She-b'derech ha-Torah yovei lizdabik v'yizbarach. That through the Torah he comes to connect to Hashem. Like we explained above.
Just like not every path,
not every path brings the person to his desired destination. Kach ein kol adrochim, so too not all the paths v'hamaisim mevim oisoy el hadveikus hamiyuchud will bring the person to this unique, specific dveikus in Hashem. Rak derech hamitzvus he mitzarfim uvarim es derech hayosher hamiyuchud asher hu noichach Hashem b'min shar adrochim. The mitzvahs refine the person. We said previously, doesn't matter how it refines, irrelevant of how the refining process takes place, that you don't understand it, it's happening. And that's once again, of course, the more you put into the mitzvah, the more you get out of the mitzvah. The more you concentrate on a Shema, the more you come out with the Shema. And the Torah and Tefillah, for example, and the mitzvahs that we do are all connected. Let me finish the words here and then I'll elaborate. V'zeh sh'omar lo yitnu Torah lo rak letzarif habriyos shi'a lahem devegas b'yizbarach. The Torah says, the measures we discussed in the past is to refine the person. Shi'a lahem devegas b'yizbarach, that we should have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava shi'a chevetz be'etzem ha-shchita ze'enoi. But that the actual shchita itself, it's not the shchit itself that does it. It's the mitzvah. Hashem's mitzvah. Hashem said this is called a mitzvah right now. Rak she'mitzvah tzira for adam lahamid es ha'adam al derech shehu noichach Hashem. Ad ki yesh loy devegas boy im Hashem yizbarach. The mitzvah is that which connects the person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point now he has a relationship with Hashem. Now let me elaborate what I mean on this. in the physical world, whether it's a game of sports, of basketball, baseball, whatever the sport might be, whether the person is a carpenter, whether the person is a computer programmer, he's a writer. There's something called being in the zone. And there's something called mental block. You know you want to write something in the, whatever the profession might be, there's a block. You can't get past what you have to do. But you know it has to get done. And sometimes you have this flow. It just goes. The person who puts his koiches, his strength, in the mitzvahs that he does, to do the mitzvahs the best way possible. And part of doing the mitzvah the best way possible means that you learned about the mitzvah in the best way possible. But you're not just doing the mitzvah the best way possible because you have to do a mitzvah. But you're doing it because you have the dveikus b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you dive into Hashem and you make a Baruch Ato Hashem. And you visualize, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you come up slowly by your Shemona Esrei. And you bow down a little quicker. Baruch Ato Hashem. And therefore you say the brachas clearly. And you have an opportunity to answer an amen. You answer an amen. You grab this opportunity. Everything complements each other. So you know what happens? You asked earlier. You asked, do you feel it? Do you sense it? When the person has that siyata shmaya, and you're in that zone, and in the marshal, you just throw out the ball, whatever you throw up, it just goes in the hoop. It just goes in. Lahavdil, ben kodesh l'chol. You come out of a davening, you feel connected. You take your three steps back. You know what happens? You feel, how can I move away from my Shemona Esrei? Ask people. Ask somebody. Did you ever have a feeling, a sense, and you took your three steps back, saying to yourself, I don't want Shemona Esrei to be over. I don't want, where's the 20th bracha? 21st? I don't want to leave. Ask somebody this question. Now, if they walk away from you thinking that you're a meshugana, expect that might be the case. You know, one of the greatest excitements people have is when there's a bris in the morning on a Monday and Thursday. And not because of the bagels and lox they might get, but because there's no v'hurachum. Someone just told me today was the first day he said tachin the whole day, the whole week. He said he had bris every single day he went. He had different bris.
Monday and Tuesday.
But when we say the words and we do the mitzvahs, you know, the Kedushas Levi, he didn't wear tefillin, of course, on Chol HaMoed. They say over that he would be up a whole night, the night after Sukkot and Pesach, anticipating the opportunity to put on tefillin after over a whole week of not putting on tefillin. He has this chance to do the mitzvah tefillin. He is waiting for this opportunity, the first time to put it back on. This is what it means, the dveikus Hashem. No less, but even more. That, like we said in the mashal, you want to give the kiss to that little cute cheek of the child. You want to squeeze him or her. That's your mitzvah. That's what this is. And that's why the Torah is called in this lashon. It's not called wisdom, understanding, knowledge. It says by the Torah, yes, of course, there's chachma in the Torah. Eina chachma shehi b'teira hi chachma michkeres. Aval hachachma shehi b'teira shehateira hi milamedes. The Torah is teaches the person umayru lecha derech hachayim she'odem yikne ha'atzlocha achreina. The Torah teaches the person how to be successful here in this world to get to your goal of your destination.
He had the Vegas Bo Yisbarach Shenavshot Yet Seruru B'tzura Chaim Es Hashem. It is the GPS of the person, the roadmap of how to bring your neshama, your nefesh, to the ultimate goal of Tzrura B'tzura Chaim Es Hashem, to be clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after we leave this world. That's through fulfilling the Torah. That's how we have the Dveikus. And that's the difference between the Torah and other wisdoms, other Chochmah. Because the Torah is the Yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu between Hashem and His creation. And when we learn the Torah, we now connect to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Torah by saying, you want to hug me? You want to kiss me? You want to pinch my cheeks? Kiviyachol? Learn the sweet, beautiful Torah. V'harevna. That's Hashem Lekech. Harevna. It's sweet. The Torah is sweet. You ask, can you see it and sense it? Yes. You know, they say, Rav Aaron Kotler was asked, that if it's true, the supporters of the Torah get the same schar of the Torah. So I'll just support the Torah. I'll get the schar. First of all, let's see the people just support the Torah. That's good also. Support the Torah. So I won't necessarily learn it, but I'll support it, so I'll get the same reward. Says Rav Aaron, the person's losing out on Olam Hazeh. Yes, he'll have his Olam Abba. He's losing out on Olam Hazeh. People think if you're a learner of the Torah and you might not have as much money, so you don't have, you're losing out. They think you're losing out on Olam Hazeh. No, it's the other way around. If you don't have Torah, you're losing out on Olam Hazeh. Kishara Chochmas Einu Mevines Ha'odam El Hadvegas Hazeh. Other wisdoms, other knowledge doesn't bring a person to a dveikus nakosh baruch hu. Af ki bevada yaldei hachochma gam kein ha'odom hu sichli. Yes, he has seichel that he's using mikol mokoyim. Ma'asher koinim in ha'seichel la'ein ha'kudai sh'yeh dovak im ha'ashim yisbarach. That which a person acquires some knowledge, that doesn't connect him to Hashem. Should nivdu legami mi'akol, because Hashem is separate from everything else. Avon ma'asher maybe ha'odom el ha'dveikus yeh ha'toyrah. What brings a person to dveikus in Hashem? That's the Torah. Shehi Meira Haderech El Hashem Yisbarach Shal Yidei Gzeh Hu Davak Bo Yisbarach. That's what connects a person to Hashem. Vein Safek, there's no doubt, Ki Odom Roy Lezeh. It's very important to know this. Because a person might feel, is it within my capacity to build this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Little me? Okay, that's from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Rabbi Kiva, the great tzaddikim of the past, but little me. Ve'ein safek, there is no doubt. Ki ha'odom roi lazeh. Yes, you are fit for this dveikus, this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mitzad ki ha'odom nivra b'tzelem elokim b'demusay. Because a person, you were created b'tzelem elokim in the image of Hashem. Ve'zeh ha'kiruv ha'yoyser. K'may she'amar ha'tana le'yo, ha'tana le'ki. Chavi v'odom nivra b'tzelem elokim. Chavi for Adam, man is so dear to Hashem that Hashem says, I'm going to create you in my image. V'advekus hazeh hu al yidei ha'Torah. Shemoyer lo Adam ha'derech shu ha'davak. This dvekus, Hashem says, you are so dear to me. I give you this Tzelem Elokim to use it to connect to me. It's like a homing device. You know, they have these devices that if you lose your keys, you press the button, and then you could find it. You could find it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that key, that homing device. The homing device is that Tzelem Elokim that Hashem gave us is now the Torah itself that we use to learn to connect to Hashem. Ulekach mispar mitzvus esay hen ki mispar yivarei shel adam. And that's why the Maharal is putting all together and everything we learned in the past few months. And that's why the mispa, the amount of mitzvahs we have, the number of mitzvahs we have, corresponds to the ivarim, the limbs of the person. Shem Ramach, which is 248.
That when the person uses his Eivarim to do the mitzvahs of Hashem with his Tzelem Elokim, that through this capability, he's connected by definition of having the Tzelem Elokim. By mere fact of having the Tzelem Elokim, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him connect. Let him connect. Let her connect. Through the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbarach.
Okay, we'll stop here in Perek Tes, on page Kuf Nun Aleph.